Episode 7. Heretics by G.K. Chesterton. Read by David Grizzly Smith. Part 7. Omar and the Sacred Vine. A new morality has burst upon us with some violence in connection with the problem of strong drink, and enthusiasts in the matter range from the man who is violently thrown out at 12:30 to the lady who smashes American bars with an axe. In these discussions, it is almost always felt that one very wise and moderate position is to say that wine or such stuff should only be drunk as a medicine. With this, I should venture to disagree with a peculiar ferocity. The one genuinely dangerous and immoral way of drinking wine is to drink it as a medicine, and for this reason. If a man drinks wine in order to obtain pleasure, he is trying to obtain something exceptional, something he does not expect every hour of the day, something which, unless he is a little insane, he will not try to get every hour of the day. But if a man drinks wine in order to obtain health, he's trying to get something natural, something that is, that he ought not to be without, something that he may find it difficult to reconcile himself to being without. The man may not be seduced who has seen the ecstasy of being ecstatic. It is much more dazzling to catch a glimpse of the ecstasy of being ordinary. If there were a magic ointment, and we took it to a strong man and said, "This will enable you to jump off the monument," doubtless he would jump off the monument, but he would not jump off the monument all day long to the light of the city. But if we took it to a blind man, saying, "This will enable you to see," he would be under a heavier temptation. It would be hard for him not to rub it on his eyes whenever he heard the hoof of a noble horse or the birds singing at daybreak. It is easy to deny oneself festivity. It is difficult to deny oneself normality. Hence comes the fact which every doctor knows, that it is often perilous to give alcohol to the sick, even when they need it. I need hardly say that I do not mean that I think the giving of alcohol to the sick for stimulus is necessarily unjustifiable. But I do mean that giving it to the healthy for fun is the proper use of it, and a great deal more consistent with health. The sound rule in the matter would appear to be like many other sound rules, a paradox. Drink because you're happy, but never because you're miserable. Never drink when you're wretched without it, or you will be like the gray-faced gin drinker in the slum. But drink when you would be happy without it, and you will be like the laughing peasant of Italy. Never drink because you need it, for this is rational drinking, the way to death and hell. But drink because you do not need it, for this is irrational drinking, the ancient health of the world. For more than 30 years, the shadow and glory of a great Eastern figure has lain upon our English literature. Fitzgerald's translation of Omar Khayyam concentrated into an immortal poignancy all the dark and drifting hedonism of our time. Of the literary splendor of that work it would be merely banal to speak. In few other of the books of men has there been anything so combining the gay pugnacity of an epigram with the vague sadness of a song. But of its philosophical